It's time now for high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Hey, good evening, everybody, from Pinnacle Bank Arena, Lincoln, Nebraska. It's time for Class D2 State Championship basketball. And usually when we say D2 State Championship, we're talking about Fall City Sacred Heart, which we are tonight. This is the eighth time in the last 11 years the Irish girls have played for a state title. They've won five, going for six tonight in the last 11 years, Randy.
Yes, good evening, John. Good evening, everybody. And, John, I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. This is a little bit of a surprise to me this year. Not underestimating the Sacred Heart girls, don't get me wrong, but they're so young, only one senior on the team. And I guess I'm pleasantly surprised that we're sitting here getting ready to play for the state championship.
Yes, absolutely. This is their 29th trip to the state tournament, which is an ongoing state record right now. It's more than anybody at our school. Girls have been here, so they're used to being here. That could be a big help tonight.
Well, it's a good habit to have, yeah, coming to the championship like this, and that's where we are tonight here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. The opponent is the Dorchester Longhorns. The Longhorns are 25-2 on the year. Of course, the Sacred Heart girls 25-4, so a couple of pretty good basketball teams getting ready to match up, and John, I can't wait.
I had a chance to visit with Sacred Heart coach Luke Sando a little bit earlier. We'll come back. We'll hear from the coach, get his thoughts on the weekend so far and tonight's game after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC radio app.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the NSAA and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Cheney Furniture in downtown Fall City is your headquarters for excellent furniture and flooring. Give your home a fresh new look with a complete living room set, bedroom set, recliner, sofa, or dinette set. Your home will look brand new with flooring options too. Free delivery and setup available. Cheney Furniture is definitely the place to go. When you're ready to freshen up your home, shop Cheney Furniture in downtown Falls City for the best selection and service around. 0% interest financing also available.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to our pregame show time now. Again, to visit with Sacred Heart coach Luke Sando. It's going to be our last visit in a postgame this year, coach. Congratulations. You get to the state finals again. I think this is what, 8 out of 11 years you've been to the state finals.
That's pretty incredible, John. Thank you. You know, when you get here, you just kind of look back and, you know, we've been fortunate. You know, we've had so many good girls over this, you know, run over the last 10, 12 years, whatever it's been. So, you know, a lot of stuff has to go right. So you're just thankful, happy for the girls, just grateful you get another chance here.
They look genuinely relieved and joyful when that buzzer sounded last night?
Yeah, it was a battle for sure. You know, just the emotions of a game, you know, just the first half, the foul trouble and girls set and all that. And again, I think I said that last night, us going in with a 4-point lead at halftime was huge. You know, in the third quarter, it felt like we kind of controlled the game. I think it was 8 points. And then all of a sudden, you know, a couple turnovers here, they go down, hit a couple threes, and the game got tied, you know, and they're like, oh my gosh, here we go. But then I think Avery hit a big shot there and got us the lead, and then we got to five, you know, and you're just holding on. So, yeah, there's a lot of emotions with it. They were excited, so it was good to see them happy like that.
When you talk about contributions in basketball, most fans, I think points, maybe rebounds, but rebounds, assists, steals, obviously the points, playing good defense, whether you score or not, you're getting contributions from different players and different aspects of this game all week.
Yeah, it's been great to see, you know, really throughout subs and then why not last week and then Anselmo, you know, and Humphrey yesterday. And it really is, you know, it's something we talk about all the time is, you know, throughout the year, you got to figure out what your role is, and then you got to star in it. And we've really, you know, because of the foul trouble, we've asked some girls to play some major, major minutes here or there. You know, again, Elise Reschke came off, played some good minutes defensively. You know, Ryan Westengard's come in and done well. You know, those other girls, Daisy picked up some of the scoring. Avery's hit some big shots over the last couple of days. So, yeah, I mean, that's. It's awesome to see as a coach, you know, when you get here into March, we talk about playing our best basketball, but everybody contributed, and that's what a lot of the fans have said. Just, you know, they're just great team wins. It's good to see.
Before we talk about tonight's game, talk about your own senior, Gentry Lechtenberg. Been updating numbers here the last couple of weeks. I'm amazed. I mean, I know she's had a great career, but she is so high in so many different categories. She is really a do-it-all player.
She really is. I mean, she's so diverse in so many areas. I mean, it just all starts with athleticism, but, you know, scoring. A couple of weeks ago, she got over 1,000 points, right? She's going to keep adding to that. So she's, you know, in that Irish, you know, record through there. But her rebounding, she rebounds it. This year, I think the biggest thing is she's just done such a better job of just kicking the ball out. You know, that's something we focus on. Like, she draws so much attention, and now she's, you know, giving assists out there. That's where some of Avery's shots come from and Daisy's shots come from. So she's done a great job for us just as far as leading and just, you know, all the on-the-court stuff as well.
Dorchester's 25-2. They had a real slow start in their game yesterday. Both teams did in that game that's some fun before yours. What do you know about Dorchester?
Yeah, it's just one of those uncommon opponents. Adam and I were talking earlier. We played them. It had to be back in 2018, I think. They upset Exeter Milligan in a sub-district game. So we played them in sub-district. That's the only time I can ever really remember playing them. I think the guy was the same coach. But, they're 25-2. I'd like to think that we play a tougher schedule maybe than they have. We have more of the experience. We looked it up. They've only been here one time. It was back in 2004, so I think all that matters. We're hoping that, you know, the nerves are there tonight for them. They did get to play here the other morning. Them and Silver Lake was that game that they both went 1-for-38 shooting threes the other morning, so that was kind of rough. Hopefully that'll continue tonight for them. But they have some nice players. Their point guard 13, we're kind of worried about her. She's good in transition. She can slash. They have a couple shooters, so number 2 and 30, we're going to keep an eye on them, try not to give them any clean looks, don't let them get going. And then they have a nice post player, number 34 inside. She's strong. They're not super tall. Most of their girls are like 5'8". Coach Gold said that some of them were really good shot putters last year, you know, because we had them in our district track meet. But 34 inside is a load, and Hallie's going to have her, and we're hoping tonight where we don't have foul trouble, so we'll see how that goes.
We'll cross our fingers for that. Looked last night, maybe the opponent trying to run some extra players in there, press a little bit, maybe try to wear your kids down, because you're only going 70 probably. Any concerns about three games, 3 days, or are they tired?
Yeah, I mean, that's always a concern, the three games in 3 days. Actually, you know, I think I said that last night. Gentry set quite a bit with foul trouble. Hallie set quite a bit with foul trouble. So Gentry we worried about. She had some cramps last Friday against Why Not. She didn't come out. But I guess, you know, playing the late games, you get 24 hours to rest, I guess, between there. But, you know, we've been stressing water, Gatorade, banana, you know, all those things. We're trying to do our best. So, yeah, you just hope that cramps or injuries, something like that's not part of the game tonight.
Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck to the Irish tonight.
All right, thank you, John.
Back with the rest of our pregame show after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Network app.
Rick Karras is your Golden Harvest seed dealer at Bruna Implement in Humboldt, Nebraska. Golden Harvest is working hard to deliver high-yielding seed because your success is our success. For the right Golden Harvest seed for your unique fields, Rick Karras is ready to help you get ready for the next planting season. Call Rick at 402-862-3251. Great corn and soybeans and ask about zero interest.
Hey wrestling fans, this is Andy at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. This week's Armbruster's All-Star Performer goes out to Robert Gilkerson of Falls City High School. Robert capped off his outstanding four-year wrestling career with a fourth-place finish at the Nebraska State Championship meet. From all of us at Armbruster Motor Company, congratulations, Robert, and best of luck.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Miller Monroe Real Estate and Insurance, ready to help with your buying or selling of real estate and making sure you have the right insurance coverage. Miller Monroe Real Estate and Insurance are located at 1608 Stone Street in Falls City. Founded in 1952, they're one of the oldest and largest firms in southeast Nebraska. So when you need to buy or sell real estate, considering a land auction, or need insurance coverage, see the experienced experts at Miller Monroe Real Estate and Insurance in Falls City. SNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications, offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skitter TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at sendco.net.
Sunny 101.3.
Back at Pinnacle Bank Arena, you've heard from the coach, got what he thinks. Now we'll find out what happens in this ball game tonight, Randy.
John, coming up, this is the D2 State Championship. Your Fall City Sacred Heart Irish taking on the Dorchester Longhorns. Before we look at the starting lineup, so, John, let's recap. Oh, wait a minute. Are we going to a national anthem here, or what are we doing?
No, I don't
just think started.
So.
Okay. Let's recap the champions we've already crowned here. We have crowned five state champions thus far. In Class A, it was Millard West defeating Westside for the A championship. In Class B, the game completed just a few moments ago here at PBA. Omaha Scott Catholic defeated Gretna East 37-25. In Class C1, Lincoln Christian got the win over Milford for the state championship. The Class C2 game, John, that was a dandy. I watched it this afternoon. Open Creek fell behind by 12 points to Elkhorn Valley. Elkhorn Valley came in 28-0 undefeated, and Open Creek managed to come back from a 12-point deficit to get a 5-point win and capture the C2 state championship. In Class D1, Pender just walked away from Elm Creek early this morning. A 34-point win, 74-40 was the final in that one. I got that read just before the lights went out.
Did real good. Well, they're going to do their special introduction of everything going on here with the teams. We'll take another two-minute break and be back and give you more pregame after this on Sunny 101.3, the MSC Radio Network app.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver and Mers in Falls City. Weaver and Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver and Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver and Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver and Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
Your old farm truck, a good pair of jeans, and Grandpa's 4020 tractor. Some things are built to last. At Mustang Seeds, we're committed to building long-lasting relationships, not transactional ones. That's why our priorities have remained the same for over 60 years. People, performance, integrity. You can count on us for that. Mustang Seeds, supporting farmers from the ground up.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Need a contractor who does it all? Mesker Construction has you covered. From top-tier concrete work to steel buildings built to last, Dave Mesger and his team deliver quality you can trust. Whether it's commercial, residential, or agricultural, no job is too big or small. When you need reliability, experience, and craftsmanship, Mesger Construction is the name to call. Build strong, build smart, build with Mesger. Call today, 402-245-1371 for Mesger Construction.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Once again, inside Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln's downtown Haymarket District, the Class D2 State Championship coming up, Sacred Heart Irish and the Dorchester Longhorns. And John, looking over our shoulder here at the crowd from Dorchester, if you're familiar with that small town just west of Crete, east of Friend along the highway, everybody in Dorchester must be here. They have a huge crowd behind us.
Hello, relatives.
Hope the last one turned off the lights and left the radio on, hopefully. Across the way, a lot of green people here also. Sacred Heart with a great turnout. So this late-night edition of high school basketball going to be well-attended here at Pinnacle Bank Arena by fans from both towns. John, let's take a look at the starting lineups here for this D2 championship. First of all, for the Dorchester Longhorns, 25-2 on the year. They're coached by Coach Brandon Bruja. He'll go with Gabriel Tice. Tice is 5'4 and a senior, averaging 12 points per ball game. Lily Lear. Lear is a sophomore at 5'8, 3 points per ball game. Baylor Behrens. Behrens is the point guard. She's a 5'8 senior, just over 7 points per contest. And Atley Zobek. Zobek is senior at 5'7, 8.2 points per game. And Bailey Tice, a 5'8 junior, averaging just under 9 points per contest. As we said, the Longhorns 25-2 on the year. Now the starting lineup for your Sacred Heart Irish, coached by head coach Luke Sando. They are 25-4 on the year. Three of those four losses were to Johnson Brock, who was playing in the C2 state tournament. They'll go with Avery Sando. She's had the hot hand recently. Already has 12 three-pointers in this tournament. Avery Sando, a junior, 5'5", averaging 10 points per ballgame. Dorothy Krause, a sophomore, at 5'6", 4 points per contest. Daisy Witt, the point guard, 5'6", and a junior, averaging just over 11 points per game on the season. Gentry Lechtenberg, the lone senior in the lineup. She is the leading scorer on this team, producing 15.2 points per game. And to round out the starting five is Hallie Jones. Jones is a sophomore at 5'9", 6.1 points per ball game. And John, the interesting matchup is going to be Hallie Jones, the sophomore, going against Bailey Tice, their big girl inside, their post player. How that shakes out in the foul situation is what we're going to be watching.
See how it goes tonight. The Irish first playing just probably seven players likely tonight for the most part. They want to get everybody in the game. They can get all nine of them in. They're doing pretty well. In two games here so far, Avery Sando is erupting for 42 points in two games. Daisy Wood, 24, and Gentry Lechtenberg with 25 to go along with 20 rebounds and 11 assists for Gentry, despite sitting out a lot of action the last 2 days.
All right, the team's huddled up, getting their last-minute instructions. Coach Sando, Luke Sando, up there in the middle of it. He's been here before. He's brought that daughter, Avery, along on a lot of trips to state. This time he's putting her out there in a starting role, and she's been answering with a lot of threes for the dad and for the coach. Again, quickly, it'll be Sando, Krause, Witt, Lechtenberg, and Jones out there for the Irish. Gentry Lechtenberg will step in to jump it up against the Longhorns. And here to describe the first quarter of play-by-play action once again is John Nixon.
Thank you, Randy. The Irish go left to right as we look at it here in the first half tonight. Lechtenberg jumping up against Bailey Tice.
Here's the tip, and it will go to the Longhorns. They steal the tip and bring the ball to Gabriel Tice. Should give the ball up now to their point guard, Lily Lear. Lear will pass it off. Now Tice out way beyond the arc. They play around the right side now to the elbow and try to drive to the baseline. And a reach-in knock away by Gentry Lechtenberg. She thought she knocked it off the leg of the Longhorn. The referee didn't see it that way. Inbounding to the Longhorns from the baseline. Bringing it in is Zobik. Zobik gets it in there. She'll come in now to Burns. Burns with it. Passes off. Now holding the ball again is Tice. Tice drives down, shoots, and one hop on the rim. No. Rebound to Lechtenberg for the Irish, and here comes the senior to the front court. On the right side, going down the left side of the lane. Now spin. Leaves it back for Sando for three. It's up, and it's on the rim. Won't go. Rebound, Hallie Jones. She got bumped around. Tried to push the ball out to a teammate. It gets away and goes out of bounds.
7:14 to play. First quarter just underway here at the D2 Championship. No score thus far.
Up the floor with the basketball comes Baylor Behrens, a 5'8 senior. Coming off the left side of the pass there to Gabriel Tice. Inside, she gets it right back for a long three. It's way strong. Loose ball picked up by Sando off of Lechtenberg. Avery Sando pushing it up the right side. Cut off there. Needs help. Gets the ball away to Daisy Witt. Irish point guard as a junior. She'll move the ball to the right side. Now switches over left. She's going to pull up and fire a triple. It's on the rim. It won't go. Rebound grabbed up by Gabriel Tice for the Longhorn. And she'll bring the ball up through the circle at midcourt. Goes off the left side with the ball. Behrens. Behrens passes the ball off and takes it over the right side of the floor. The ball deflected back, picked up by Bailey Tice. Bailey Tice hands it off to Behrens again. Behrens off the right side. Now to the elbow over there to the far side. A pass to the middle and taken away, stolen by Dorothy Krause on the inside pass. Krause up before the long bounce pass. Sando faked the three, drives in, leaves it back. Witt fakes, back to Sando. They've each missed a three, and I'm not sure they want to shoot another one yet.
Sando made her first one last night, and that got her started.
Going up the floor now, out to Sando on the right side, way behind. It's up, it's good. And that was from behind the college three-point line, and the Irish are up quickly down 3-0.
And that is another new D2 record for threes in a tournament right there.
Up the floor come the Irish with their, with the basketball here. To the front court they go with it to Gabriel Tice. Drive it out. They try to answer. They missed it. And the rebound went over the head of Krause, who got a shove in the back for her trouble. And a foul will go on Ashley Zobek.
On Zobek, that is her first team foul, number one on Zobek.
Irish ball. Let's see. Change of player somewhere. Into the game, I believe. 23 is
Yeager.
Sando behind the arc on the left side. Goes into Lechtenberg. She draws a crowd. Spins out with the dribble. Free throw line circle. Back to Sando. Pulls up. Can't get it away to Krause. Krause will hand the ball now inside Jones. And a layup attempt on the rim. Won't go. Rebound brought down by the Longhorn.
That was a nice feed to get the ball into Jones under the basket. Just Krause. Not able to finish.
Alley was a little too far under the bucket that time to get a good shot. Inside it goes to Tice. Kicks it back out top to Gabriel Tice. And now they'll work it around on a long three on the way up. No good by Zobik. And the rebound on the run is going to be Sigurd's Daisy Witt. Witt up the floor on the left side with the ball. Inside Gentry Lechtenberg posts up low. Turns, spins, shoots, and fouls. And she'll go back to the free throw line for the Irish.
I think they got Yeager here. We'll have to wait and see. Yes, Mackenzie Yeager picks up the personal on Mackenzie. Her first team foul, number two now, on the Longhorns.
Lechtenberg at the line. Ready. It's on the way up. It's good. And the Irish are up now 4-0. More subs in here. Lechtenberg is the single
Lydia
all-time leader here.
Yeah, Lydia Schweitzer checked into the lineup there, John, wearing number 5.
Second one on the way up, and good. Lechtenberg makes them both, and the Irish are up now by a score of 5-0 here. To the front court come the Longhorns. They need a bucket to get off the mark here.
out on the right side, down low, and go in. They bounce off of Hallie Jones for a scramble and a wrestling match for a basketball and the held ball. We'll go to the Irish.
Good aggressive move there by Avery Sando, John. Avery dove after that loose ball.
Here's our media timeout. We'll take a one-minute break. We're back at Pinnacle Bank Arena after the 60-second break on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio app.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
You are the reason we are here. Community Medical Center, Falls City, Nebraska is more than just a hospital. We are a trusted partner of highly trained professionals providing health care for your entire family. Offering a full range of clinic and hospital services, CMC has the latest diagnostic and treatment options, helping you live a healthier life. Serving others, caring with compassion, making a difference. That's our mission, and that's our commitment at Community Medical Center, Falls City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, John Nixon, back with you inside Pinnacle Bank Arena in downtown Lincoln. 4:24 to play in the first quarter. The Irish out to a 5-0 lead to start this Class D2 state championship game. MJ Evans is our producer engineer tonight back at the Sunny 101.3 studios. And John, we never want to forget to thank MJ for the fine job she's doing tonight and has done throughout this entire basketball season. Certainly good job. With the two free throws made down here, a little bit of good, Gentry Lexenberg has now tied the Sigurd's career made free throws record at 306 in her career. Just keeps climbing charts with everything she does.
She's rewritten the record book for the Irish.
Moving the ball up the floor, Kraus over to Lexenberg on the left sideline, moves to the middle. Free throw circle, whips it out there to Witt on the right side. Daisy looking inside, goes back to Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg moving in the free throw circle, down the lane, throws it up short off the glass, no good. Rebound picked up by Bailey Tice. Tice will give the ball up to the front court, Baylor Behrens. Behrens with it. Olivia Schweitzer in there, I believe that's five, yep. And now into Lear. Shot in the middle, up, no good. Another rebound by Lechtenberg. And the Irish run it up the floor. Down the lane, Lechtenberg ran into a defender and gets called for the offensive foul.
That's the one thing the Irish do not want happening here is to pick up these fouls early on Lechtenberg like they have the last couple of games.
3:37 left in the first quarter. Schweitzer checks out of the game already.
Yeah, I'm looking too, John, to see who they brought back.
Two is in the game, but I think Gabriel Tyson checked out her momentarily. With it is Atlee Zobach on the right side, now to Baylor Behrens. Driving the right, top of the key, passes the ball off, and gets it right back. The ball to the right side. They're playing well beyond the three-point arc. Into the paint now. They dropped it, kick it out, three ball on the way. Way strong, way off the mark by Tyson. Rebound goes out of bounds off of Sacred Heart. Into the game for Sacred Heart will come Elise Reschke. She'll check in there for Kraus. Dorothy will sit out.
Reschke, a 5'9 sophomore. She had some good minutes in this tournament.
Bring the ball in to Bailey Tice out top. She'll hand it off now to Lear. Lear over to the right side and a long three up and the bank is open. Reeves in my way. I have no idea who made that ball.
Zobach got that one. Number 30 dropped that in.
Now on the board are the Longhorns. The Irish in the front court now. Jones, high post, free throw line. Back in against the double team. Out it goes. Right side. Three ball on the way for that time. Reschke no good. And here come the Longhorns with a chance to tie the game after a slow start for them. Gentry Lechtenberg went way out top. Tried to knock the ball away. Here's a drive to the baseline, a pull-up shot, way strong, no good. Rebound on the putback, and a push foul on Sacred Heart on the follow shot.
Foul I believe, is going to go on a leash rescue. At least I think that's what he signaled.
Yes, it is.
Reski got her first personal, team foul number two on the Irish.
All right, at the line will be the Longhorns here. Getting set. At the line is Lear. It's on the way up and off the mark, no good. Kind of what they did last night. They didn't play very well, and you go, oh, boy, they're going to get beat. They just kind of hung around and hung around. They ended up winning that game by a pretty good margin against Wilcox Children. All right, ready for the second free throw. On the way up, and good. Lear hits one out of two, and now it's 5-4 after a 5-0 start for Sacred Heart. Daisy Witt up the front on the right side, moves to the left side, stops. Nobody guarding her. She's going to lob it in. Lechtenberg makes the catch. She got too far under the bucket, hit the bottom of the rim, and maybe got pushed as well. Rebound to the Longhorns. They'll come the other way to Gabriel Tice. She'll shoot a three. Banks it. Won't go. Rebound, I think. Yep. Going to go to the Longhorns. Avery Sano got the last hand on it before it went out of bounds. Well, the Longhorns will inbound. Bringing it in. Atlee Zobach from the left side of the floor. Gets the ball into Gabriel Tice. Moving the ball to the right side. Down the lane. Lear all the way to the hole. Layup won't go. And the rebound brought down by Elise Reschke. Reschke will bring it up the floor for Sacred Heart. Sando way outside for three and missed everything that time. She was behind that college three-point line. Gave a little extra oomph. And she umped it right out of bounds.
I wonder if that line confused her a bit there. She was a little bit farther out than she used to shoot the ball and came up well off the mark.
1:44 left in the first quarter. It's 5-4. The Irish have the lead. They got a quick early start and have been slowed down since a 5-0 start. Down the middle and a layup. Good. Up and down there for Lily Lear. She's got three and the Longhorns take the lead. 6-5 at the 1:25 mark. Driving in. Kick it out to Sando on the left side. Avery moving to the top of the key. Bobbled it. Got it back. Now to Witt. Daisy Witt for a long three. In and out, no good. And the rebound brought down to the Longhorns. And the Irish are now in love with a three-point shot. And it's not falling. Out on the right side, we go with it to the Longhorns. Get the ball up and a free throw line jumper on the way. No good for Tice. That's Bailey Tice. Rebound brought down on Lechtenberg on the run the other way. Around defenders, off the mark on the shot. Out of bounds off the Irish. And Gentry missed that well wide of the basket that time.
Dorothy Krause back into the lineup now for the Irish. Krause checking in. She will replace Gentry. Lechtenberg will take a breather.
Sometimes you get all wound up and you try a little too hard. And I see just a little bit of that for the Irish here so far in the last 2 to 3 minutes of playing time. Up the floor, Baylor Barons with the basketball. Coming off to the right side. Pulls up. Coming back over here to the near left side to Tice. Gabriel Tice gets the ball out of there. Shot away by Barons. No good. And the rebound to Daisy Witt for Sacred Heart.
Daisy Witt does a good job on the boards for her height. She pulls down a lot of rebounds for the Irish.
Shot clock is off and the Irish come to the front for the 20 seconds to go in the first quarter. Reschke out near midcourt will hang on to it and now to Krause. Krause to Witt. 14 on the clock. She'll hold up, call out a play. She'll move left.
Ten.
And wants to go to the right side. Goes around the corner. Stops. Pops. Got the three ball. Daisy Witt with a triple. And heave-ho from way back there won't go after one. It's Fall City Sacred Heart 8. Dorchester Longhorns with 6. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Network.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
Cheney Furniture in downtown Falls City is your headquarters for excellent furniture and flooring. Give your home a fresh new look with a complete living room set, bedroom set, recliner, sofa, or dinette set. Your home will look brand new with flooring options too. Free delivery and setup available. Cheney Furniture is definitely the place to go. When you're ready to freshen up your home, shop Cheney Furniture in downtown Falls City for the best selection and service around. 0% interest financing also available.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back inside Pinnacle Bank Arena here in downtown Lincoln. After one quarter, the Sacred Heart Irish up 8-6 here in this Class D2 Girls State Championship. John, after the Irish jumped out there to that 5-0 lead, they kind of went to sleep offensively until that three-pointer right there at the buzzer put them back up by 2-8-6.
Bucket for D.C. Wood there to end that quarter, put the Irish back in front.
Move to second quarter action. Inbound the pass comes into Baylor Barrett. Barrett's top of the key right elbow. Goes over to the right side to Schweitzer. Now on the left wing with it. This is Barrett's again. Bounce pass in the paint. Turnaround shot off the glass. Up, no good. Rebound brought down by Lechtenberg. Loose basketball. Jones has it. Jones with the ball on the floor. Now they reach in and a tie-up. Possession in no favors the Irish. Sacred Heart will have the basketball. Boy, action back here in the opening second, John.
Lechtenberg had the rebound, got it knocked away. Jones hang on to it. She was on the floor, and then everybody was after her.
Sano inbounds the ball, brings it into Witt. Daisy Witt on the attack across the timeline, between the rings, top of the circle. Witt goes to the left wing with it. Sano thought about the three, passed it up. Bounce pass, top of the key, comes to Jones. Around the horn into the corner, Dorothy Krause on the right side of the basket. Top of the key, Witt for three, off the iron, no. The rebound grabbed up by Dorothy Krause. She ran right between two Longhorn defenders and took the ball away from them. All right, Witt with the basketball, onto the left wing. Daisy Witt now works the dribble to the right side of the lane. Top of the key, Lechtenberg tries to drive in, kicks it to the corner. A whistle and a foul, they hammered Lechtenberg as she made a move to the basket.
That's going to go on. Baylor Burns, I believe, 13 with the foul. That'll be her first foul of the evening.
And the first team foul of the quarter. All right. Basketball will be played in on the baseline. Left side under the basket. Daisy Witt to inbound it. Witt lobs the ball to the top of the key to Sando. She moves to the free throw line. Backs it back out between the rings. Gives off to Witt. Now Sandal's going to try another three. This is off the iron. And the rebound again to Dorothy Krause. Krause doing a good job pulling down the boards here for the Irish. Back it comes to Witt. She'll reset it around the horn to the right side to Sando. Sando's going to try another one for three. It's off the rim. No good. Ball just not dropping like it was last night. Long down court pass. Tice with it. Pumps off. Knocks Sando away. The ball goes out of bounds. A lot of contact on the baseline. No whistle. Went out of bounds and stay with the Longhorns.
Haver did a good job getting back defensively, getting her way and slapping the ball out of bounds.
Zobek will inbound at baseline under her own basket. Lobs it into the corner here on the left side to Lear. Lear, I think, went into the paint. The official right in front of us. Right side three, up and off, no good. Lechtenberg with the rebound. That shot put up by Gabriel Tees. Lechtenberg knocks Tees to the ground. Oh, and she's going to get called for a foul. Gentry Lechtenberg with her second personal. Interesting, they have both been offensive fouls, John.
She's not happy. Coach Luke Sando is having a debate with the official, but obviously he won't win that debate.
Well, she put the forearm out. That's what got her. There was a collision between Lechtenberg and the defender. Gentry put that forearm out, and every time you lead with the forearm, they're probably going to put it on the offense.
Going to be a bunch of happy Longhorns about that.
Yeah, Longhorns have the basketball back at the top of the key. That's Tice with the ball, comes to the near side. Lear, a cross-court pass, back to Tice. That's Gabriel Trice. Tice back to around to the left side. With it once again is Lear. Lear hands the ball into the corner to Zobek. Zobek can't get to the baseline. Witt took it away from her. Back to the top of the key to Bailey Tice. Bailey Tice off to Gabriel Tice. Bailey Tice driving a layup. Whistle and a foul. Probably going to get Elise Reske here.
Resch is going to get a whistle for that foul. That's going to be her second foul. Second team foul of the period on the Irish, and two shots coming for Bailey Tice.
Bailey Tice, 5'8 junior, averaging 8.8 points per ball game. Here shooting two shots. She has not scored tonight. The first one is up and off, no good. Sat there on the rim for a moment, but it would not drop. She'll have another attempt coming. 5:59 to play here in the first half, second quarter, 8-6. Irish up by two here in the D2 championship. Bailey Tice, second free throw, up and off, no good. Elise Reske with the rebound, gets it out to Witt. Witt in the fourth quarter.
10 minutes and we have four field goals. Wow. Combined. Whip works to the top of the key between the rings. Right side, Sandal. Might feed it under to Jones. Shot. Tried to put it up by Jones. A whistle and a foul. And we're going to have Jones at the line shooting two shots. I think they got Bailey Ferentz there. Maybe not.
Zobek.
Zobek. Okay.
Second. Team foul number two.
At the line shooting two shots, Hallie Jones. 5'9 sophomore has not scored yet tonight. This shot is on the way up. Rimmed in and out of there. She'll have another attempt coming. Got a sub coming in off the bench for the Longhorns.
Olivia Schweitzer is in for Zubik. She's a 5'5 sophomore.
At the line, Hallie Jones ready for her second free throw attempt. 8-6. Irish up by 2. 5:47 to go here in the second quarter. Free throw is up. That one is good. Hallie Jones with her first point of the night. And now the lead is 3 for the Irish. 9-6. Sacred Heart on top. Here come the Longhorns on the right side. Dice with the basketball. Holds it above her head. Lob pass to Lear. Lear down in the corner, right side of the basket. Puts it back to the top of the key. Around to the near side to Schweitzer. Schweitzer goes back to Lear across court on the far side. Trying to drive the baseline under the basket. Driving, lay it up, off, no good. Put up there by Behrens. The rebound to Jones. Outlet pass, Witt. Witt pushes it down the court in a hurry. Here come the Irish, up 9-6. Witt puts it to the corner, left side. Elise Reske, a cross-court pass to Dorothy Kraus. Kraus hands underneath to Jones. Jones with a shot up, got it, and she is fouled. Kelly Jones is fired up down there, John.
She is. She's ready to fight.
She came out of there flexing the muscles a little bit.
Bailey Ty is going to get a little bit of foul this time. Her first and the third team foul of the quarter.
So Ellie Jones has 3 points. She was at the line a moment ago. She's 1 out of 2 from the line. Here's shooting the and one. The free throw is up, and it is good. Banked it off the glass and put it in. Jones now with 4 points in the ballgame, and the lead is 6. Biggest lead of the ballgame for the Irish so far. Up 12-6 with 5 minutes to play here in the first half. There's a shot blocked away and stolen. Dorothy Kraus brings it down the court. Pressure after her. Kraus holds it up as she gets it across the timeline. Gives the ball up to Sando. Sando, a little bit hesitant to take that three now, John. Witt's going to try a long three right side. It's in and out. The rebound to Kraus. Boy, is Kraus doing a job on rebounding here. Gets the ball out to Elise Reske. Back to the top of the key to Witt. New shot clock. 28 seconds on the shot clock. 4.5 minutes to go first half. Irish up 12-6. Sacred Heart with a basketball whip. Jones knocked to the floor. No whistle on the baseline. That takes a pretty good knock there to put Jones down like that. Here's Witt for 3 from the corner. Bullseye. Daisy Witt hit the bullseye from the corner. She's got a pair. Timeout's going to be taken by the Longhorns. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to Sacred Heart Irish Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Man, I loved playing high school sports growing up. And it's fun being a fan now, don't get me wrong, but sitting in the stands feels like I'm missing out on all the action, you know? I wanted to get back in the game, so I signed up to be a high school official. It takes me back to my playing days. I'm supporting students, and I get paid to make the big calls. Do you want to see the game up close? Sign up to become an official in Nebraska at highschoolofficials.com.
Sunny 101.3.
4 o'clock here at Pinnacle Bank Arena, John Nixon, and suddenly the Irish have opened up a 9-point lead.
7-0 run, actually, now a 10-0 run for the Irish here since that 3 to go at the end of the first quarter.
Longhorns desperately need points this trip down the floor. Baylor Behrens on the dribble. Passes off to the right elbow, goes across to Tease with it. They lob it inside the paint. There's a shot up, rebound, follow shot, put back up and good. Bailey Tease did a good job of staying with it, got her own rebound and got the put back. 15-8, the lead is 7. Here come the Irish on the attack. Left elbow with the ball, Witt. They lob it inside to Jones in traffic. Jones backs it, shot it up, got it. Kelly Jones is having a heyday inside the paint right now. They aren't able to handle her when they can get the ball to her, John.
By design, and the shot's falling for her.
Lear tries to feed it to the corner. Dorothy Kraus has been active in this ballgame. She bats the ball away, knocks it out of bounds. She touched it last. It'll belong to the Longhorns.
Kraus is doing what the Irish, I think, take advantage of here. Their speed and quickness is going to be better than the
other squad here tonight for the Longhorns.
3:35 to go, first half, 17-8. The lead is back to 9. Longhorns lob it into the corner on the right side to Bailey Tease. Bailey tries to drive the baseline. Shot is up off, no good. Rebound pulled down by Avery Sando, of all people, and all those tall people. She comes out, gives it to Witt. Sando's going to try a long three. It's off the iron. Did not drop. Rebound comes down, cleared away by Bailey Tease. Tease with her outlet pass, hands the ball out to Baylor Behrens. And Behrens will slowly bring it across the midcourt line, out on the big red end in the middle of the floor here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. With the ball, Bailey Tease to the left elbow now. Jaeger back in the ball game. Right wing, Gabrielle Tease now trying to drive the baseline on the right side. Big collision on the baseline. And they're going to give her a two-shot shooting foul out of that one. Driving into the defenders there was Baylor Behrens.
Dorothy Krause called for the foul, her first third team foul. The Irish here in quarter number two.
At the free throw line, Baylor Behrens. Behrens has not scored yet this evening. Averages 7.1 points per ball game. She's a 5'8 senior. Behrens, the free throw is on the way. It's up, is off, no good. Looking up at the clock, under 3 minutes to play now in the first half, 2:56 on the game clock. 17-8. Irish with a 9-point advantage right now over the Longhorns. Baylor Behrens at the line, ready for her second free throw attempt. It's on the way. This one is off, no good. A battle for the rebound. Elise Reske wasn't going to let go of that puppy. Jump ball is called. Possession arrow is going to stay with the Longhorns.
Reske, Longhorn, 1 of 5 at the line so far.
Reske latched onto that one, John.
1 of 6, excuse me.
Inbounding the ball, Ellie Zobek. Zobek, baseline, left side under her own basket to toss it in. Zobek has to come all the way to the top of the key. Here's a three from the top of the circle. Good for Bailey Tease. Bailey Tease pulled up and hit a three. She was uncovered out there. In the forecourt, Sando with the ball in the corner right side. Brings it back to Witt between the rings at the head of the circle. Krause feeds it into Jones. Jones in traffic, lays it up, couldn't get it that time. And the rebound again to Krause. Here's a long two that's up by Witt, off no good. Rebound, Krause, follow shot, it won't go. Irish had 5 shots there and came away empty-handed. Rebound to the Longhorns, down court with it. 2:22 to play here in the first half. Left wing, Zobek on the dribble. Zobek lobs it underneath left side. Ball taken away by Sando. It's loose. Chasing after it is Krause. And a whistle and traveling, I think you're going to call on Krause.
She ended up on the sideline out of bounds.
That's what happened right in front of us here. So the ball will belong to the Longhorns. Zobek will inbound it right in front of our broadcast table. Zobek inbounds it to the right side to Behrens. Behrens dribbles up to the head of the key. She'll set the offense with a bounce pass to the left side to Tice. That's Bailey Tice. In the paint, turnaround shot up and good by Bailey Tice. Tice is eating up. She's got 7 points now. And it's 17-13. That 9-point lead has evaporated down to 4 here with a minute 50 to go in the first half. Irish by 4. Witt to the right side. Sando underneath Jones. Jones tried to go up with a shot. Got it blocked out of bounds. Obviously, the strategy here is to take the ball inside to Jones right now, John.
Oh, absolutely. I think they're trying to get Bailey Tice maybe a little foul trouble. That's not happening. You just keep going at her, and Haley's having a big night.
All right. Inbounding the ball, D.C. Witt. There's a three from the corner, in and out for Sando. Avery not having the luck that she had in previous nights here at the tournament. That one would not fall. 17-13. 94 seconds to go in the first half. Longhorns down by 4 with the basketball. To the near side, Behrens. Behrens tries to go to the baseline. Can't get there. They bring it back to her. Now she works inside the paint at the free throw circle. A three from the right elbow is up. It's off. A fight for the rebound. It's going to come out of bounds to our table, and it'll be Irish basketball.
I don't worry about the ball. I don't want them players coming over the table at us.
Avery Sando will inbound it right in front of our table. Gets it into Witt. Witt across the timeline. 30 seconds to go. That's on the shot clock. 1:08 to play in the first half. Witt will try another three. It's good. J.C. Witt, her third three-pointer of the night. Another bullseye down the middle from three-point range for J.C. Witt. 20-13. The lead is back to 7 now for the Irish. On the right side, Zobek with the ball. To the left elbow. Here it comes to Behrens. Behrens can't get into the paint. Now in traffic, feeds to the right side. If we're going to get a foul here, probably on Dorothy Krause, and she tried to
swat that ball away. Dorothy reached in there that time. She'll become the third Sager player with three fouls. That's team foul number four. She'll go to the bench for Gentry Lechtenberg, and in comes 5'6 freshman Ryan Westengard.
Westengard's had some good minutes in this tournament as a freshman. There's a long pass. Comes into the top to Tice. Around to the left wing. There's a three from the left corner that's off the iron. Rebound fought for. A whistle. We're going to have a foul called on Dorchester. Foul's going to go on Bailey Tice.
Well, that's one way to get her in foul trouble. Let her commit her own fouls on a rebound. Already what they planned, but it works.
36 seconds to go in the first half. 35, of course, on the shot clock. So the Irish can afford to play for the final shot here. Just 1 second differential. They're up by 7, 20-13. Into forecourt comes Dacey Witt. A pass to the left elbow to Elise Reske. Up top it comes down to Westengard, the freshman. Ryan Westengard handling the ball. Back again to Witt. Witt clearing things out. 17 seconds to go here in the shot clock. Back to Westengard, right elbow. Hands it off to Witt once again. Witt, spin move. Into the paint, couldn't get there. Now has to come to Westengard. Westengard, little floater, up, just short, couldn't get it. They won't have time to get a shot off. Wait a minute, did we get a foul down here?
Got a foul called on somebody. Hallie Jones doesn't look happy.
That's going to be the 15th foul, and we're going to shoot free throw, John, with 1.7 seconds to play in the first half. An unfortunate foul.
Hallie Jones picks up her first team foul, number 5 of the quarter on the Irish.
Who we got? That Behrens?
13, I think.
Okay, Baylor Behrens. She's 0 for 2 from the line tonight. Here shooting two shots. First one is up. It's off no good. She's now 0 for 3 as her free throw shooting woes continue here. She'll have another attempt coming. 1.7 seconds to play here. Irish up by 7. Behrens' second free throw is up. It's off. Rebound comes down to Jones. There's the buzzer, and at the half, the Sacred Heart Irish go to the locker room in this D2 state championship with a 7-point advantage, 20-13. That's our halftime score. We'll step aside for a 2-minute timeout and be back with a halftime scoring recap right after this 2-minute break. You're listening to State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
Miller Monroe Real Estate and Insurance, ready to help with your buying or selling of real estate and making sure you have the right insurance coverage. Miller Monroe Real Estate and Insurance are located at 1608 Stone Street in Falls City. Founded in 1952, they're one of the oldest and largest firms in southeast Nebraska. So when you need to buy or sell real estate, considering a land auction, or need insurance coverage, see the experienced experts at Miller Monroe Real Estate and Insurance in Falls City.
Need a contractor who does it all? Mesker Construction has you covered. From top-tier concrete work to steel buildings built to last, Dave Mesger and his team deliver quality you can trust. Whether it's commercial, residential, or agricultural, no job is too big or small. When you need reliability, experience, and craftsmanship, Mesger Construction is the name to call. Build strong, build smart, build with Mesger. Call today, 402-245-1371 for Mesger Construction.
Rick Karras is your Golden Harvest seed dealer at Bruna Implement in Humboldt, Nebraska. Golden Harvest is working hard to deliver high-yielding seed, because your success is our success. For the right Golden Harvest seed for your unique fields, Rick Karras is ready to help you get ready for the next planting season. Call Rick at 402-862-3251. Great corn and soybeans, and ask about zero interest.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver and Mers in Falls City. Weaver and Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver and Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver and Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver and Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, John Nixon, back with you inside Pinnacle Bank Arena in downtown Lincoln's Haymarket District. It's halftime. The Sacred Heart Irish are leading the Dorchester Longhorns 20-13, our halftime score. Individual numbers for Dorchester. Bailey Tice leads the way with 7 points. 3 for Atlee Zobeck.
3 points also for Lily Lear for their total of 13. Free throw shooting, the Longhorns made just 1 out of 8 from the free throw line. For the Sacred Heart Irish, Stacy Witt leads the way in scoring. She has 9. Ellie Jones with 6. Avery Sando with 3. And Jeffrey Lechtenberg added 2 on a pair of free throws for their total of 20. Free throw shooting for the Irish, much better. They made 4 out of 5. Score by quarters, Irish led after 1, 8-6. They're up here at halftime by 7, 20-13. John, you've got some percentages.
Percentage is not great, but that happens here. But teams just aren't used to playing in this big arena. And I think the outside shooting gets away from it. The inside shooting, you don't always understand what they missed in there. Sacred Heart in the first half shooting 23.1% from the field. They're just 4 of 15 on three-pointers. Dorchester just 2 out of 11 from long range. The Irish have won the rebound battle so far 22-19. If they keep that close, that's good for the Irish. Turnovers are very good for both teams, just 3-2, 3 for the Longhorns. And that's basically it. The Irish have 3 steals, the Longhorns have none. And that's where we're at halftime, score 20-13, Sacred Heart with the lead.
The one stat I did not share, that's the foul situation. Dorothy Krause with 2, Elise Reske with 2, Gentry Lechtenberg has 2, Jones with 1 on the other side of the ledger, both Atlee Zobeck and Bailey Tice with 2 personal fouls each. All right, we're going to take a 2-minute break here, send it back to MJ Evans at the Sunny Studios. You'll have 2 minutes of important sponsor information, followed by a latest weather update, another 2 minutes, and then we'll be back with third quarter action here from the state championship. Right now, we'll send it back to MJ Evans. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 at the MSC Radio Network.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
SNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications, offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skitter TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at sendco.net.
Hey wrestling fans, this is Andy at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. This week's Armbruster's All-Star Performer goes out to Robert Gilkerson of Falls City High School. Robert capped off his outstanding 4-year wrestling career with a 4th place finish at the Nebraska State Championship meet. From all of us at Armbruster Motor Company, congratulations, Robert, and best of luck.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Kroll with your weather for the tri-state area. This evening we'll continue to see clear skies as we get back to around 28. Then for Sunday, lots of sunshine and warmer with a high of 65. Low of 36 for Sunday night with clear skies. Even warmer as we look ahead toward Monday with a high in the mid-70s. We'll see lots of sunshine. It will be breezy. Breezy conditions remain Monday night, too, mostly clear as we bottom out around 43. Not quite as warm, but still mild for Tuesday with a high of 63, sunny and breezy. Passing clouds come in for Tuesday night as we dip back to 38. Then for the middle part of the week, high of 67 and mostly sunny. For Wednesday night, we'll see mostly clear skies and a low of 40. Climbing to 71 for a high on Thursday, sunny and breezy. Partly cloudy for Thursday night with a low of 54. Rain and isolated storms likely for Friday. Partly cloudy, high of 73 and windy. Rain and isolated storms will continue into Friday night with a low of 39. I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Kroll on Sunny 101.3.
Thrivent is a proud sponsor of local sports. We're a wealth navigation group with Thrivent, and we help people make financial choices guided by their Christian values so they can take care of themselves and others. Faith is what fuels us. If it fuels you too, let's talk. You can reach us for our Fall City or Auburn locations at 402-315-8711. That's 402-315-8711. We look forward to hearing from you.
Jen's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Jen has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Jen's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Jen's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Trailers, farm supplies, hardware, lawn and garden, paint and tools, family clothing, boots and jeans. There's so much to our store, you'll find what you're looking for. We're glad to answer questions, full service guaranteed. Farm and City Supply is where you'll find it. Farm and City Supply is country popping through and through. We take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Fall City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Halftime at Pinnacle Bank Arena, the Class D2 state championship, and Fall City's Sacred Heart has the lead over the Dorchester Longhorns, 20-13 at halftime here. And the second half will get underway here in just 2 or 3 minutes here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Coming up next week, it's the Nebraska Boys State Basketball Tournament. The action begins on Wednesday. We invite you to join us for breakfast at the state tournament next week. Johnson Brock, the only area team that we'll be covering next week, but they will play at 9 a.m. on Wednesday against Elmwood Murdoch. If they win, they'll play at 9 a.m. on Friday in the semifinals, and win or lose, on Saturday, they'll play at 9 a.m. And I guess the Eagles have better like early morning basketball.
Yeah, they better be practicing their morning basketball, that's for sure. John, we still got the boys' tournament coming up, as you just mentioned, but what a season it's been in girls' basketball around southeast Nebraska. We've been watching these Sacred Heart Irish girls. They're here now in the state championship. How about those Johnson Brock girls? They're not here in the championship, but they have to be mentioned. All they did was finish 25-2 on the year. Had a lot of fun following those kids, and really disappointed for them that they were eliminated in the first round. Just didn't have the night that they needed in order to advance in the tournament. But I just want to extend my congratulations to the Johnson Brock girls also, because they had one heck of a season.
Yeah, they certainly did. 25 wins, you get that many. That's a great year.
And Johnson Brock boys, they're rolling right along. We'll have them going. I think they've won, 62 out of their last 63 games. Going
not
back
right,
over three seasons. They only lost was to
Freeman.
That's right. They had the loss to Freeman, but they've started a new win streak. I think they got to 56. They were looking for win 57. They had a 56-game win streak. So it'll be fun to follow the Johnson Brock Eagle boys here next week. Don't forget, folks, John mentioned that this is Wednesday morning, not Thursday, the traditional Thursday, Friday, Saturday. The tournament now is a 4-day deal, and it'll be Wednesday morning, 9 o'clock, right here on Sunny 101.3, and we'll be right back here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Getting set to move to third quarter action, your Irish up by 7 here at halftime, 20-13. When play is resumed, Sacred Heart will have the basketball. Once again, here's John.
Thank you, Randy. The Irish go right to left. They'll play the basketball in front of us here in the second half. And they're going to let Gentry Lechtenberg play some more basketball. She's been on the bench with two fouls. They go inside to her in the paint. It's knocked away by the Longhorns. And they'll take the ball up the floor, try to get some more points on their side of the board here. To the front court with it comes Lear, the point guard. Or excuse me, that is Barron's at the point. Now give the ball off to Tice. And now out of the right side, a long three up, no good. And Dacey Wood comes down with another rebound for the Irish. Here's Sando, three ball, the right line this time, and she buries it. Her second of the ball game, and the Irish are now up by 10, 23-13.
I'm happy to see that first one fall here for
matching their biggest lead of the ball game here. I believe that is the biggest lead of the ball game at 10. And here's a long three, a two-pointer up, no good. Rebound brought down by Dorothy Krause, her seventh rebound already. Lechtenberg in the paint, goes in, lost the ball, slapped away, stolen away, headed the other way, Adley Zobik. Zobik will get across midcourt, stop, give it to a guard. Wide open for three, up, no good by Tice, that's Gabriel Tice. And a foul on the rebound, this time on the Longhorn.
Probably on Lear. Lear gave a pretty good push there. And that will be Lily Lear's first personal, first team foul of the period on the Longhorns.
Irish look, going to a double high post here. They got Lechtenberg on one side of the lane. Allie Jones on the other. And here they
look.
Come to the front. Witt with the basketball, goes off the right side. Lechtenberg handles it, spins down the lane, up and off the glass. She's finally got a field goal.
The spin and win there, John.
First of the day gives her 4 points. And the Irish are up now by 12, 25, 13.
Pretty spin move into the paint.
Off the right side of the ball, Gabriel Tice goes inside, and a shot in the paint, up and good by Lily Lear. She's got five. It's 25-15. The Irish with the lead. Dacey Wood to the front court. Stop. Gives up her dribble. Now off to Gentry Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg left side to Krause. Krause. At 10 rebounds, no points last night. She's on her way to that right now. 7 rebounds already. Try to get her some points. Into Lechtenberg, leans in on the left side for the block. Underneath the defender and puts it up and in. She's got back-to-back hoops, and it's 27-15. The Irish.
Gentry's ready to play, John.
Bring the ball in, kick it back out, and a two-pointer up. No good. Rebound to Dacey Wood off the miss by Lear. Come the other way. Witt pushes up the right wing. Stop. Shoots on the pop. Won't go. Rebound brought down by Lechtenberg. Falling away. Comes up short on the shot. And it's going to be Longhorn ball. To the front court they go with it now. Bailey Tice looking. Will hand the ball away to Baylor Barons. Barons on the right. Ooh. Got the rebound before she traveled there. Hand the ball out to the top for a long three off the mark by Gabriel Tice. Rebound, win the race to it, is Lechtenberg for the Irish. Coming up the floor, reach in, no whistle there, off to the left side, and Sando for a long three, hits the front iron. With the rebound brought down by Hallie Jones, she gets pushed, she goes to the floor, and now she'll make her next stop at the free throw line.
That foul's going to go on Bailey Tice. On Bailey, that is her third personal, team foul number two on the Longhorns for the period.
Allie Jones, 6 in the ball game, lines it up, shoots it, and tried to bank it. It didn't go. She is now 2 out of 4 at the line of the ball game. She's a sophomore. We'll have one more free throw coming here.
There's Mackenzie Yeager into the lineup. Yeager, a sophomore, 5'8 sophomore, 2.8 points per game.
All right, again, Allie Jones ready. Up and off the mark, no good. She didn't.
Lane violation.
Nobody calls. She's going to get another shot here.
Yep.
All right. So that Gabriel Tice moved or got somewhere. I heard him say two. She's standing out here by midcourt. She's going to harass the coach. What did I do? You can't move that early, no matter where you're at. So Jones ready. Spins it up and off the back. No good. Rebound is picked off by Barron's. Barron's will bring it up. Down by a dozen are the Longhorns off the right side. Give the ball up there. Gabriel Tice. Tice moves. Throws it across the floor. Now gives it up for Atlee Zobik. Moves across the floor. Now back they go with the ball to Yeager. And a shot up.
Gabriel.
By Gabriel Tice. Her first field goal of the ball game. 7-18 for the Irish advantage. Witt to the front, pulls up, a long three, it's up, it's good, we had a whistle, it's not going to count. Offensive foul on the Irish.
Foul's going to go on Kelly Jones. Offensive foul pushing off under there.
Kelly picks up her second foul of the game, and there's our timeout. Halfway through the third quarter, the Irish are up by 9, back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Radio Network.
Are you considering a career change? Perhaps you're looking for a role where you can make a real difference in our community. Nemaha County Hospital offers a variety of positions where you can build a meaningful career with competitive benefits, a supportive working environment, and room for growth. Consider joining a team that truly values compassion, excellence, and consistency. Explore various opportunities at nemahacountyhospital.com/careers. Nemaha County Hospital, quality care every time.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Sunny 101.3.
4:28 to go, third quarter. The Irish leading 27-18 here in the third period. Longhorn basketball.
Offensive fouls have been kind of a bad deal here for the Irish tonight. Several of them. Both of Gentry Lechtenberg's were offensive fouls. Both of Hallie Jones's were offensive fouls.
Hallie comes out and asks the official, "What did I do, sir?" He said, "You put both hands to the side and pushed the defender backwards." All right, to the front court come the Longhorns now with the basketball. Move it to the high post there. They give it to Jaeger. Back outside. Now take a left elbow. Three-pointer. A long one up. No good by Zobik.
Ooh.
Rebound coming down to Gentry Lechtenberg once again. She'll bring it herself. Senior played her last game for the Irish on the basketball court here tonight. And we got a hand-checking foul as she tries to move to the right side with the ball.
I didn't catch the signal on that one, John.
It was a hand check.
No,
I have no idea
it.
Who it's on. 3 and 13 both have three. Oh, no, I'm looking at the wrong thing. We'll catch it eventually. Take the ball inside. Lechtenberg, the defender, ran into her, then fell away. She missed it. Rebound, Hallie Jones. The putback is good for Hallie Jones. 8 for the Irish sophomore. It's 29-15. Saved at our 29-18. Excuse me. We've done the wrong score. 25-18. 29. They're up by 11. That's what I'm trying to say. There's a block by Daisy Witt. Then she steps out of bounds. She was out of bounds, came in and slapped it away from the ball handler, and she was out when she touched the ball. So now it will be Longhorn ball on the baseline. Inbound it will be Antley Zobik. Zobik looking to trigger from the right side of the floor. Into the paint, nobody home. She'll get the ball out top to Lear. Lear throws it in among four Irish defenders and one Longhorn, and the Irish come away with a steal. Lechtenberg, did she just double dribble that? Goes in from the left side and missed it. Shot it over the top of the rim. Went from one side to the other. And it looked to me like when Jeffy turned the corner, she grabbed the ball with both hands
and then
went ahead.
Again. Yeah, I think she did.
Whoops. As long as nobody in the striped shirt saw it, it's okay.
We must have imagined that.
I'm sure we did. Longhorn is coming the other way. Up the floor. Lear with the ball. Bounces into Lechtenberg. Give the ball up now to Gabrielle Tice. Tice will pass it off, get it right back. Wants to shoot, can't get open. Hand the ball Lily Litter. Litter taken away by Krause. Dorothy Krause on the run. They're chasing one on her, one on three, and Krause all the way to the hole. She beat him back and got the layup, and it's 31-18. Taking hard.
Good to see the sophomore take it the distance and get it in there.
Right side we go to Zobek. Take it out to the top. Swing it left side and a three-pointer. Up and too strong by Behrens. And the ball's out of bounds. No, it didn't. J.C. Witt caught it before it went out of bounds. And Witt coming up the floor the other way. Ahead to Krause. Back to Witt. Fires a long one. too long. Out of bounds it goes. Hallie Jones is chasing after it, and people are clearing the way out of her direction.
She's out by Cornhusker Highway somewhere before she stops.
Let photographer get out of the way. Let her rider should get out of the way. I think somebody tried to help her and save her, wouldn't you?
2:26 to go here in the third quarter. 31-18, Irish up by 13 points. It's the Class D2 Girls State Championship game. This is fun stuff.
John, bring the ball in to Bailey Behrens. Behrens coming up the floor. Crosses midcourt off to Gabrielle Tice. She'll dribble. She'll go to a double team. Gets the ball away to the inside. And a shot in the paint is up, and it's good. I believe that was Lear, wasn't it?
That was Baylor Behrens that got it.
Behrens, okay. 13, not 12.
Yeah,
all right.
Behrens got it.
31-20, the Irish by 11. Daisy Wick coming to left side, Avery Sandow. Man, inside, Lechtenberg up. She's probably got a piece of that one. She's going to chase it down. Did she catch up with it? No. They're going to say it's off the Irish, out of bounds. Longhorn basketball with a minute 54 to play in quarter number 3 here at
Not to take anything away from Gentry, but you get the feeling maybe she just pressed in a little bit under there.
Maybe a little. I think somebody got a piece of that ball when she went up with it, though. On the right side, take the ball for Gabrielle Tice. Tice will give the ball there to Lear. Inside pass, and it is off the Longhorns, out of bounds. They couldn't connect on the pass to the bucket, and the Irish get the ball. Sando will give it in to Daisy Witt. Junior guard to the front court with the ball for the Irish. Double high post. She goes right side, leaves it back for Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg down the lane, left hand up and good for the senior. She's got 8. It's 33-20. Sacred Heart. To the right side, we go off the mark now with the basketball is Livia Schweitzer. And a little turnaround hook shot good by Lear. Makes it 33-22, Sacred Heart. To the front court, Daisy Witt with the basketball. There's that double high post. Now she'll back up, give it to Hallie Jones. Hallie is not going to stand out there. She did not let Lechtenberg knock to the floor. No whistle there. Sando's got it into the paint, double team. Witt for three on the rim. It won't go, and the rebound is loose. It ends up with Avery Sandow. Avery's got it. She'll back it out of there. And we got a timeout called by the Irish with 44 seconds to go in the quarter. And we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is Sunny 101.3.
An 11-point Irish lead. Coach Luke Sandow took the timeout. Each team with 4 left in the game. 44 seconds to go in the third. The Irish have a full 35-second shot clock to work with here. Avery Sandow trigger from the sideline here on the left. Gives it to Lechtenberg. Nobody guards her. She'll take it down the left side and lays it in. All of a sudden, there's no defense there for the Longhorns, and the Irish are up 35-22.
Lechtenberg in double figures now. Has 10 in the ballgame.
Out top of the basketball. Swing it left side for Behrens. Behrens moving around the right side. Down the lane she goes and throws it up. And a blocking foul on the Irish here.
You pick them.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Who's going to pick 2 or 12? He picks 12. Gentry Lechtenberg with her third. Second foul of the quarter on the Irish. You don't feel as bad about it with a 13-point lead. Free throw on the way up, and no good again. Wow.
Here's Atlee Zobek back into the lineup now for the Longhorns. And Dorothy Krause checks in, replacing Gentry Lechtenberg now for the Irish.
Second free throw for Bailey Behrens coming. She's a 5'8 senior. She sets and got that one to rattle home. They are now two out of ten at the line in the game. Long pass up the floor. He gets to rescues in there. Hallie Jones all by herself. Layup goes on the other end. She's in double figures with 10. It's now 37-23. The Irish have the lead.
biggest lead yet, John.
A long three ball. I think that young lady had no idea how much time was on the clock. The Irish couldn't get it with 3 seconds to go. Zobic thought that it was running out of time, and she had time to move up a considerable distance from where she shot it. Bring it into width. The Irish aren't going to get much here, but enough didn't get anything off the count. And that's the end of three. Fall City, Sacred Heart, 37. The Dorchester Longhorns, 23. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 and MSC Radio Network.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car. You have a house. Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
When you want the real deal, contact local State Farm agent, Lane Behrens in Auburn or Tecumseh.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, the Sacred Heart student section down here on the end celebrating at this point, doing jumping jacks down here. A little calisthenics trying to fire this squad up. 37-23, the Sacred Heart Irish girls with a 14-point lead, 8 minutes away from a state championship if they can hang on here against a pretty good D team from Dorchester, the Longhorns. Despite having sharing their name with Texas. Longhorns basketball. They'll inbound the ball. Zobek tosses it in top of the key to Behrens. Behrens comes to the right elbow, back to Zobek, up to Lear. Underneath ball tipped away by Lechtenberg. It goes out of bounds. Lechtenberg touched it last, and it'll stay with the Longhorns. 37-23. Irish by 14. 7:51 to go now. Longhorns basketball. Baseline left side. Zobek triggers it in. Zobek bobs it all the way to the top of the key to Lear. Lily Lear to the near side. Gabriel Tees on the dribble. Corner on the right. In the paint. Nothing there. Back to the top of the key. Now to Zobek in the corner. Zobek penetrates into traffic. Finds Lear top of the key. Right side. Tees puts up a three that's off the iron. And the rebound comes down to Dorothy Krause. Krause with the basketball will advance it across the timeline. Picked up defensively by Gabriel Tees. Gives it up. Daisy Witt on the dribble. Daisy Witt comes to the left wing, picks up her dribble up top to Jones. Jones looking in the paint, nothing there. Goes to the right side with it to Dorothy Krause. Krause across court fast near side, Daisy Witt. Witt feeds to the left corner to Sando. Sando, open look for three, off the rim this time, and the rebound brought down under the basket by Lily Lear. Long down court pass into the corner right side of the bucket. Zobek brings it back to the top of the key. They give it right back to Zobek. Out of the top of the circle, here's a three from the head of the key that's in and out of there. Rebound Lear on the baseline left side. Follow shot put back up off no good. Rebound Gentry Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg getting mugged as she comes down the floor. She hit the floor hard. Whistle and a foul. Lechtenberg really hit that floor hard. She's all right. She's going to shake it off. Who'd they get, John?
Bailey Tice is going to get called for the foul. That'll be her fourth first foul in quarter number four.
Irish basketball down to 6:42 to play in the state championship game. Still up by 14, 37-23. Avery Sando tosses the pass in. Daisy Witt. Daisy Witt to the left side. Finds Sando.
Oh my goodness.
That's almost a flagrant there.
They're looking right here now.
They're talking about it. That was Atlee Zobek. Just got, I believe that's going to be called. Zobek's going to get tagged for the foul. She gave Gentry Lechtenberg a shove like you wouldn't believe.
Second team foul. That's her third.
All right.
They don't have fragrance fouls.
Yeah, it was fragrant. There was a shot up off the rim by shot was put up over here by Sando for three. Did go and ended up going out of bounds. And it's going to go to the Longhorns. Yeah, if they had a fragrant foul.
Hey, would you say that was a frustration foul? Let's go with that. That's easier to say.
It was a heck of a shove is what it was. Top of the key with it. They feed it to the right side of the free throw circle. Bob pass under the basket. Shot is put up by Tease and she blocked.
Went and blocked the shot, and she blocked it off the Longhorn?
Yes.
Now, wait a minute.
Yeah, it's Irish basketball. Yeah, it went off the Longhorn when she blocked it. Avery Sando's going to inbound it now against full-court pressure. Gets it into D.C. Witt.
Crowd's getting a little restless behind me, right?
Yeah, 37-23, still up by 14 of the Irish. 6 minutes, 10 seconds to go. Lechtenberg into paint, puts it back up to Jones. Now comes into the hands of Witt. Witt works to the right side of the free throw circle. Left-handed dribble comes to the near side on the wing. Up to Lechtenberg. Feeds inside, Jones in traffic, kicks it out, open look, Krause right side, it's over the top, doesn't go, saved by Jones from going out of bounds, and we ended up with the girls here on the table, everybody's okay, I hope. D.C. Webb literally ended up in our equipment here on the table, and glad she's all right. Andy Candy right next to us telling everybody he's fine.
Good.
All right, basketball goes back to the Longhorns on the dribble. Taylor Behrens. Behrens on the right side of the lane. Goes to the top of the key to Gabrielle Tease. Back on the into the corner to Lear. Lear, left-handed dribble, comes around to the top of the circle. Now Zobek driving the baseline left side, driving layup, blocked away by Lechtenberg, whistling a foul. And who are they going to get?
Dorothy Krause called for the foul, her third. First foul of the fourth period on Sacred Heart.
Krause with three, Lechtenberg with three, Jones with two fouls. Stepping to the free throw line will be Atlee Zobek. She has not been to the line yet tonight. She has 3 points on one tray. This free throw is up and good. Zobek got it to drop. Leaving the lineup is Lear in to replace her now. Somebody from the far side came in today, but Jaeger back.
Schweitzer,
Jaeger,
maybe.
Yeah. Maybe Jaeger?
That's a look. They turn around.
Second free throw on the way up, and it's good also for Atlee Zobek. She has 5 points now, and the lead is down to 12, 37-25, with 5.5 minutes to go. Lechtenberg in backcourt finds Witt. They need to get it across the timeline, and they do to Dorothy Krause. Now it comes to Sando. Sando dribbles between defenders. Got mugged there a minute, but no whistle. Gives the ball back to Witt. J.C. Witt. At the top of the key, has the ball slapped away from her by Gabrielle Tease. Witt gets it back. 14 on the shot clock. Lechtenberg takes it to the right side, gives it out in the corner. Shot clock down to 7. A reach-in foul probably on Zobek.
Oh, they're going to call it over there on the far side. Okay. It's going to be Zobek's fourth foul of the ball game.
Bailey Tease has 4. Atlee Zobek has 4 now for the Longhorns. Inbounding the ball, a fresh shot clock, 35 seconds. They get it into Jones. Irish might as well use the whole 35 up here with a 12-point lead. Lob pass to Jones into paint. She's going to take it for the driving lay-in up and good. Ellie Jones is having herself a ball game, John. She's
sure
got 12. That's a double her average on the year. All right, with the basketball down by 14 now are the Longhorns. It's 39-25. Ball got away loose for a minute at the top of the key. Grabbed up by Zobek. Across to the left side to Tease. 3 from the left corner. Up off no good. Lechtenberg has the rebound. Downcourt pass. It comes quickly to Sando. She'll slow it down at the suggestion of her father, coach, right beside her over there on the far side. Shot for 3. Up and good. Avery Sando.
Not very long, did she?
No, she didn't. And now timeout's going to be taken with 4 minutes, 11 seconds to go. The Irish with their biggest lead of the game, up by 17. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
Ladies, you are invited to the Women's Self-Defense Seminar at Heller Martial Arts. This is a great opportunity to learn effective self-defense techniques. Boost your confidence knowing how to protect yourself in several situations. The Women's Self-Defense Seminar is Saturday, March 15th, 8 a.m. to noon. Only $50 per person. Sign up with a friend and save. Find out more at hellermartialarts.com or give us a call, 402-380-3383.
Sunny 101.3.
Coach Brand.
Brandon Bruja for the Dorchester Longhorns has seen enough. He jumped up and called a full timeout here after watching his girls suddenly fall behind by 17 points. That's their biggest deficit of the ball game, 42-25. And, John, the good news for the Irish, the clock is their friend here. It's down to 4 minutes, 11 seconds to go. 4 minutes, 11 seconds left in the 24-25 Nebraska State girls high school basketball season as we're here in the nightcap, the late night edition of high school basketball tonight.
Not as late as we have been at times.
That's for sure. All right, the ball belongs to the Longhorns, down by 17. Irish want to hold on and get a championship here. Longhorns basketball dribbling on the right side, collision baseline right side. Offensive foul is going to be assessed against Baylor Barons.
Baylor's second, team foul number 4 of the quarter. Dacey Witt very pleased with herself for drawing that offensive foul.
Yeah, Dacey Witt went flying across the baseline. All right, full court pressure now by the Longhorns. 4:04 to go. Longhorns.
I don't know that speeding the Irish up is a good idea.
I'm not sure. Get the ball off now. Lechtenberg across the timeline. Tries to go around the defender. Backs out and retreats a minute. Now goes to the top of the key. Lechtenberg. Flips the ball out to the right elbow to Witt. Witt goes into the paint, driving, laying up. No, rebound Jones. Tips it to Lechtenberg to Witt, and Witt will dribble it back to the top of the key with a new shot clock. Another 35 seconds can expire here before they need to relinquish this basketball. Lechtenberg, they're putting pressure on her. Barons comes out, makes contact with Lechtenberg out here on the elbow.
Barons third, and now we're going to send Gentry Lechtenberg to the free throw line. That's not a very good option either.
Gentry Lechtenberg in double figures has 10 points so far in the ballgame. Hallie Jones with 12 in the contest. Be sure and stay tuned for our postgame show. John and I will have a complete rundown of all the individual scoring. First free throw is up and good for Gentry Lechtenberg. She's now 3 out of 3 from the line, has 11 points in the game tonight. The senior putting a nice exclamation point on her career. Second shot is up and good also. Lechtenberg got a boat. Now has 12 in the ballgame.
She gets hot at the line, it's just automatic.
Yeah, 44-25, a 19-point lead. I didn't see this coming, John. There's a long three that's up and off, no good. Rebound brought down by Lechtenberg.
Guess what?
Suddenly, they're going to walk the other end, I think.
She's going to shoot some more free throws.
Suddenly, you look up there, and, you know, it felt like it was kind of a close ball game, and all of a sudden, it's a 19-point contest.
That was the fifth foul on Bailey Tice, the 5'8 junior. She fouls out with 7 points with 3:18 to go in the ball game.
All right. Stepping to the free throw line, Gentry Lechtenberg. 12 points in the game so far, 4 for 4 from the line. You're shooting 2. The first one is up. It's good. Now has 13 in the contest. She's averaged 15.2 this season for Coach Luke Sano and the Irish. Gentry Lechtenberg, despite setting them on the bench in foul trouble. Shot is up and good. Got that one to drop also. She's now got 14 in the contest. And look at that, John, a 21-point lead. Where did that come from? 3:12 to go in a ball game. You heard it here first. The Irish are going to win a D2 championship, John, as Lechtenberg brings it into forecourt. Giving chase to her there is Gabrielle Tease. Gabrielle really going after Lechtenberg. Lots of contact. And
a little too aggressive, perhaps, at times now.
Tease gets the worst end of it. She'll get called for the foul. Lechtenberg will go back to the line to shoot 2. You know, pretty quick here, about another minute or so, we're going to start seeing some players getting into a state tournament here again, aren't we? The first one is up and good by Gentry Lechtenberg. I always smile when I see these bench players get a chance to play in the state tournament. That's what's going to happen with the Longhorns here very shortly. Lechtenberg's second free throw. It's good. She's just a free throw machine, John.
I think I'd foul her again.
8 out of 8 tonight from the line. That's 16, I think she's got now. I lost track. 48-25. 23-point lead. The Irish have just blown them out here in the fourth quarter. Under 3 minutes to play. 2:44. Long three from the corner doesn't go. Rebound Irish coming out with it in the basketball game. Now is down court on the dribble to the right side goes Dacey Witt. Witt got the rebound. Advances it into forecourt. Hands it to the right side to Elise Bresky. Now it goes to Sando. Back to Reske in the corner. Reske, top of the circle. Lechtenberg with the ball.
Senior playing her final moments in an Irish uniform here on their way to a state championship. It goes to Witt. 5 on the shot clock. Witt puts up a shot. She'll get called for an offensive foul.
On DC, personal foul number 1 of the ball game, number 2 this quarter on the Irish.
2:09 to go in the ball game. 48-25. Look at there. There's a hug. Dad just brought Avery Sando to the bench. Luke waiting for her with a big hug and a congratulatory hug. In the ball game right now is Ryan Westengaard. Westengaard's a freshman out there in place of Sando. 2 minutes to go in the ball game. Top of the circle, long three off the rim, tipped around. Rebound comes down to Yeager. Yeager tried the long shot, back to the corner right side, penetrating Schweitzer, driving layup, couldn't get it. Loose basketball on the floor and picking it up out of there. Lechtenberg, look at that. Witt just got shoved again. Lechtenberg into forecourt. Wittenberg, Witt took that better than I thought she would, John.
Yeah.
D.C. Witt has the basketball with a 23-point lead for her team. D.C. Witt on the dribble. Right elbow, right side, gives it to Westengaard. Ryan Westengaard with the ball. Timeout taken by Sacred Heart. 1:23 to go in the ball game. The Irish are going to win the D2 championship. Stay with us. We'll be back to wrap it up in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 at the MSC Sports Network.
Since the day Frontier Bank first opened its doors for business in 1880, we've served the credit and investment needs of this area. The money that's deposited with us is reinvested locally in the form of loans to area families, farms, and small businesses, where it can help create new opportunities for everyone in our community. Stop by and talk to one of our lenders.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Fall City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Emily Tubbs in the ball game, Mia Doherty in the ball game, Ryan Westengaard out there for the Irish with the dribble on the basketball to the near side. Dorothy Krause driving layup. Krause got it. Dorothy Krause on the lay-in. She's got 4 in the ball game, and look at that. It's 50-25. Irish up by 25 points. Lopez with the ball on the dribble to the top of the circle on the left side to Brandt. And now the ball got away out of bounds on a turnover. Went off the fingertips over there of Savannah June. 5 reserves in now also for the Dorchester Longhorns. 1 minute to play in this one. It's 50-25. The Irish on top. Dorothy Krause on the dribble. Gets a pick set up there by Doherty. Goes to the right side to Westengaard. Westengaard, you might as well shoot it, Ryan. There we go. There's a long three on the way up. Off, no good. Rebound, follow shot, put back Reschke. By Reschke. Elise Reschke, that's her first 2 points of the ball game. All right, down to 35 seconds to play. 52-25 with the basketball. Lopez around to the left elbow. Brandt, there's a shot, a floater from the left wing that doesn't go. Rebound, follow shot, put back. It won't go. And the rebound to Dorothy Krause. And now the Irish can just bring it down and dribble this thing out. Krause is going to take it, give it out to Westengaard. Ryan Westengaard getting instructions over there from Luke Sando. Westengaard in traffic, tries to force up a shot. Ball deflected away. 7 seconds to go. Lopez brings it down court. Lopez to the right elbow. The crowd wanting him to shoot the ball. There's the buzzer in the ball game. Your final score, Sacred Heart 52, Dorchester 25. 52-25, and the Sacred Heart Irish are the 2025 Class D2 Girls State Basketball Champions. Stay with us. We'll be back with the postgame show and share all the numbers with you, the festivities, the presentation of medals and trophies coming up here on the floor. We'll be back in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SNL PNC Group Directorate and Premium.
A global leader filled with hometown spirit, Bass Global Solutions is proud to support area school athletics. Trusted by companies from all over the globe, Bass Global Solutions is an industry leader in airline, air cargo, and material handling equipment. Our high-quality, innovative products are backed by an experienced team with small-town values. Just like student-athletes, Bass Global Solutions is committed to excellence in providing winning solutions to our customers, community, and employees. Visit us at FastSolutions.com to learn more.
Global presence with small-town spirit.
Here at F&M Bank, we care about our customers and our community. When you choose F&M Bank for your banking needs, you can be assured that your money is being invested back into your community. Choosing F&M Bank means you're choosing to help support local families, businesses, organizations, and schools. So thank you to our existing and future customers for choosing F&M Bank as your local hometown spirit bank. Member FDIC.
Pawnee Assisted Living is a nonprofit organization offering a 24-bed facility featuring beautiful home-like surroundings. Their friendly, helpful staff assists with administering medication, weekly housekeeping, and activities of daily living as needed. Meals, snacks, social activities are provided daily in a fun family environment. If you are looking for a comfortable assisted living home for your loved one, call Pawnee City Assisted Living today at 402-852-2055.
Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, John Nixon, back with you here at Pinnacle Bank Arena, where your Sacred Heart Irish have just won the D2 Girls State Championship by defeating the Dorchester Longhorns 52-25. Let's look at the individual numbers. First of all, for Dorchester, no players got into double figures. Bailey Teese ended with 7. Lily Lear had 7. 5 for Atlee Zobek. And 3 points each by Gabriel Peace and Baylor Barons for their total of 25. Free throw shooting, the Longhorns made 4 out of 12 from the free throw line. For the Sacred Heart Irish, Gentry Lechtenberg, despite spending time on the bench in foul trouble, finished as the leading scorer. The senior ended up with 16 points tonight. Ellie Jones had a big night. She had double her season average of 12. 12 points for Ellie Jones. 9 for Daisy Witt. Avery Sando also had 9. She also chipped in 3 additional three-pointers, John, to tack onto that record for D2. Daisy Witt with 9. Elise Reske added 2 for their total of 52. Free throw shooting, the Irish hit 10 out of 13 from the free throw line. Score by quarters. Irish led after one period, 8-6. They had a 7-point lead at halftime, 20-13. Had expanded it to 14 at the end of three periods, 37-23, but then just coasted on out. In fact, they held the Longhorns to 2 points in the fourth quarter, both of those points coming from the free throw line. To a 52-25 state championship win tonight over the Dorchester Longhorns. John, you've got some numbers to share.
Well, we do. Looking at this one, Avery Sando made 15 three-point baskets in the state tournament. That's a new class D2 record for the state tournament. Gentry Lechtenberg ends up with 16 points tonight. She ends up the state tournament with 41 points. Avery Sando scored 51 in the three games. And Daisy Witt, where'd she go tonight? 9. She ends up with 33 points in the state tournament as well. And she made 8 three-pointers in the state tournament. Jennifer Lechtenberg, here where she finished, Randy. Career scoring, 1,169 points, number 8 on the Irish girls list. Number 8 in single season scoring. Now I can add that up. Let's go ahead and take, let's add in another 16 points, make that 428. So she moves up all the way up the list there. Single season rebound, she ties for second, she has 263. 685 for about rebounds, that's third all-time. Single-season free throws made, 124, finishes third. Career free throws made, number one with 312. Single-season free throws attempted, number one with 196 this year. Career free throw attempts, number one, 492 in her career. And 120 block shots, just for good measure.
Gentry Lechtenberg rewriting the basketball girls record book.
It's not like she's an aircraft carrier. just athletic as the dickens.
Well, John, I didn't see this coming. I expected the Irish. We talked about it. Last night I watched Dorchester. I thought Sacred Heart would be too quick for them.
Yeah.
I felt pretty good that the Irish might get the win tonight. I did not see a 52-25 trouncing like this. The game kind of got away from the Longhorns there in the second half, especially early on in the fourth quarter. And a couple of threes dropped for the Irish. Next thing you know, you look up and it's a 15-point ball game. Suddenly it's a 20-point ball game, and then it just turned into a blowout.
Well, yeah, it's from 15-2 in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, only 2 points in the fourth quarter for the Longhorns, both of those coming at the free throw line. So they had 23 at the end of three and ended up with 25 points. Out on the floor as we speak, the celebration, the Sacred Heart Irish girls have just been handed the state championship trophy, one of many that are on display back in Sacred Heart in Falls City. Have to make a little more room in the trophy case for another state championship.
Oh, they can add on. They've got carpenters, and, you know, in the suburban school district, there's carpenters that can do that for Sacred Heart, I'm sure.
Want to remind everyone, we'll be back here at Pinnacle Bank Arena this coming Wednesday morning for the boys' state tournament. The Johnson Brock Eagles taking on Elmwood Murdoch. Johnson Brock, as you know, 26-1 on the year. Elmwood Murdoch is the number 8 seed. They are 14-11. John, I've seen Elmwood Murdoch 2 or 3 times, both when they played Sacred Heart and when they played Falls City High. They're capable of playing some good basketball, but I got a real good feeling about that first-round game, though, for Johnson Brock.
Yeah, I would think they'd be very happy with the draw when Murdoch got in on an upset, but, you know, they play a good schedule. They play tough teams, and that will certainly be to their advantage, having that tough schedule they played already.
You're looking for something else there, John?
Well, I was just looking to say Hurt now has 9 state championships for the girls. That's tied for 3rd all-time for the girls. They have now 15 consecutive appearances in state tournament. That's 3rd all-time. That's 14 this year. They now have 14 times in the finals. That is 2nd all-time. I mean, it just goes on and on. And now, what did we say earlier? In the last 11 years, this is their 6th title, and a couple of seconds, 6 titles, 2 seconds, that's 8 championship appearances in the last 11 years. They've won 6 of them.
And didn't you say they've been there 29 times?
Yeah, that's school state record.
State record. So it's getting to be habit forming, coming to Lincoln to play basketball in early March. Well, John, I guess we'll get together here and reconvene Wednesday morning, 9 o'clock, right back here at this table if we can.
Call the next meeting. Wednesday morning. Wednesday.
Wednesday morning, not Thursday. It'll be on Wednesday now. And probably have a pregame show around 10 till, somewhere in that area. So you want to tune in early for that 9 o'clock tip-off, Johnson Brock and Elmwood Murdoch. John, your final thoughts on this one.
Congratulations to the Irish girls. They've accomplished something this year that this may be one of the better ones they've had. Right? It was just one senior. A lot of girls, they played some basketball, but they gained a lot of experience this year. Just a terrific effort. And you saw those young girls just get better and better. Krause, Reschke, Jones, as the season went on, they all just did so much better, and without them here, the Irish don't win this title.
Well, I'd like to add my congratulations also to the girls. Great job tonight here for the Lady Irish. So, that's about going to wrap it up for our coverage of the Girls State Tournament here from Lincoln. For MJ Evans, our producer-engineer, and for John Nixon, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score tonight, the Sacred Heart Irish 52 and the Dorchester Longhorns 25. Good night, Southeast Nebraska. You've been listening to State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
Thanks for joining us here on Sunny 101.3 for today's coverage of high school basketball. Remember, for complete up-to-date scores, standings, and results, log on to mscsports.net. Join us next time for high school basketball right here on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today.